This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
St. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse number 1, the Word of the Lord reads thusly. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to God, they departed into their own country another way. Say amen for the word of God. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk this morning for a few moments from this thought. There's something about that star. There's something about that star. Do me a favor real quick, because you might not do it anymore. Go and clap your hands right now. Go and give God glory right now. And here's why I want you to go and give God glory. I'm learning to go and have you give glory before I say it, because after I say it, normally you don't want to give God glory. So I'm going to have you advance give God glory, because what God wants to do in your life, he's going to do it. God knows where you are. God knows how to find you. God knows how to get you. God knows that he doesn't need a GPS. He is the GPS. That God knows all about you. God knows all you, all your issues, flaws and all. And you know the good news this morning? When God want to get you, God go get you. When God want to talk to you, God's go talk to you. When God wants to minister to you, he will minister to you. You can't outrun God. You can't get away from God. You can't hide from God. You can't outtalk God. You can't outthink God, because he is God. And God will get the glory from your life one way or another. Now the test for us this morning is we either go get going to him or we go catch him running from him. But we got to understand that God is God. And if he has a purpose for your life, if he has a plan for your life, he's going to find you where you are. You can't be so far away that he can't find you. You can't be so low he gonna pick you up. You can't be so high he won't bring you down. That when God has a plan and a purpose for your life, God will find you where you are. Can anybody take about 10 seconds and just thank the Lord for finding you, for loving you, for helping you, for keeping you, for protecting you? Thank God for being God in your life. Hallelujah. He is God. And God, I love about God, God comes to the best of us, and God even comes to the worst of us. There are times that you ain't gonna tell the truth in church, but there are times you ain't always that good. There are times that you have I's that are not dotted and you have T's that are not crossed. And you know what I love about God? He'll still call you anyway. You know, aren't you glad that God don't base everything on a meritocracy? Because you know people, they'll hang with you one time, but you make one mistake and they through with you. But aren't you glad that God is not just a God of a second chance? Two or three of us know God is the God of another chance. I keep messing up and he keep on loving me. I keep falling short and he keep picking me up. Somebody ought to thank God on a Christmas Sunday morning that God is faithful, true, and loving. Yeah. And God has a way of getting our attention to get us closer to him. Can the church say we're on a journey? I want you to understand something today that you're really not as, I don't want to insult you, but I want to tell you something. You don't have as much control as you think you do. You're really not running your life like you think you're running it. You do make choices. You do make decisions. It is, your name is on the note. Your name is on the bill. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You really are not calling the shots. God just letting you be a part of what he's doing in your life and other people's life. Matter of fact, God is getting ready, and he's already been doing it. God is using you to bless people who can't stand you. And God is using you to bless people you can't stand, because he's God and he's God all by himself. And if God can get folk who don't love each other, God can surely do it for people who do love each other. I got a question for you today that I want you to ponder on throughout the day and throughout the days ahead after this. What is your star? Every last one of us in this room and online have a star. There's something that draws us. There is something that captivates us. There is something that God is allowing to come in your life that is supposed to. Can the church say supposed to? It's supposed to make you get closer to him and draw you closer and make you find him. It's not supposed to make you think that you don't need him. Please don't get it twisted about this text. The star is not the star. The star is Jesus. The star is supposed to point you to Jesus. But don't ever try to replace Jesus with your star. It can be your job. It can be your ministry. It can be the Bible. It can be prayer. It can be worship. What is your star today? What does it take for you to get in the presence of God? What does it take for you to get serious about your life? What does it take to get serious and solemn about what God wants to do in your life? What's it going to take today for you to get closer to the Lord? I believe that God will use whatever it is you love and draw closer to him. He'll lose whatever it is that you think you got to have and draw closer to him. The text today, can I prove it to you? Because in our text this morning, we've got some astrologers. Can the church say astrologers? These are men who understand stars, who study the stars. They are called the Magi. They are called wise men. Now, the Bible does not explicitly say that there are three of them. We don't know that there are three of them, but based on the gifts they brought, people have said there's three of them. Please, now, while I'm parked right here, let me say this to you real quick. Don't let this nativity scene you see cause you to think that's how the story is told. You got to read the Bible to understand how the story is told, because the text tells us that the child Jesus, not the baby Jesus. Jesus is about 1 or 2 years old at the time of our text today. He's been good and born, and he's been good and living. And so he's a child, he's a young toddler at the point of our text. And these wise men who are in the Orient, somewhere in the East, they are very smart. They're very educated, but they're hanging out in a place called Persia, which has been judged by God. You got a mixture of Gentiles and Jews in Persia, where they come from. You got people who know the Lord and failed, and people who don't know the Lord and still can't get it. So you got a mixture of Gentiles and Jews where these wise men come from. They study stars for a living. They study astrology for a living. I'm going to come for you in just a minute. This is what they specialize in. This is what they do. This is their thing. Some of y'all are talented at something. Some of y'all are really good at something. Some of y'all are gifted at something. But every now and then, God will send something to your talent that you can't fix. He'll come to your very area of expertise and let you realize you ain't no expert. He'll come to what you think you know how to do and show you something about what you don't know how to do with.
I'm talking too fast. He'll come to some smart people and give you knowledge you ain't have. He'll come to people with money and show you some money can't buy. He'll come to that job and give you a promotion you don't deserve. He'll give you a house that you don't even spend, you've been saving for, and he'll give you good favor even though you don't have the credit for it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That God will come and blow your mind in your very area of expertise. And some of y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself. Say shame on me. To come in God's house on a Sunday morning, you done lived 12 months, and the truth is, you don't know how you made it. You've been stunting, and you've been fronting all year long, and God has kept you. God has prospered you. He has protected you. You know you ain't that smart. You know you ain't that talented. You should have been fired. You should have been killed. You should have been left out. But God had a plan for your life, and he showed up in a star. I didn't come today to talk to stuck up people. I didn't come to talk to sorry people. I came to talk about three or four people who just thanking God for showing up in my situation. And here's what he'll do, y'all. Here's what he'll do. He'll show up in a way you can't deny. I say they study stars, but somehow, some way in this particular day, they see a star they can't explain. Okay. They specialize in studying stars. But this particular moment, they see a star the book don't tell them about. They see a star their knowledge can't get. Maybe it was brighter than normal. Maybe the star was bigger than normal. Maybe it was just something about this star to let them know something ain't right here. And I feel you today in my spirit. I've been feeling you all year, feeling you all week, feeling you all month, because you think God has left you out because you can't figure him out. And can I help somebody? Can I free my church once and for all? You are not called to figure God out. You are called to follow God and trust him at his word. If you can explain every detail of your life, that ain't no miracle. But I want to talk about four or five people who got some stuff in your life I can't explain. I don't know how I'm living like this. I don't know how I'm prospering. I don't know how I'm still healthy. I just know the Lord has shown up. They smart though. And so they go and they watch what they do. In the text, if you study the whole thing, they talk to some Jewish scribes about what they saw. Now they're in a place that's being judged. They're in a place that the Lord say I'm through with. The Lord say he's through with them over there in the east, yet the Lord showed a star in this region. I thought he was through with you, but he still showed up for you. Why? Be careful, because he go use people who ain't in church to bring people to Christ. Because these magi are Gentiles. They're going to go discuss what they saw with the Jews, because they feel like the church folk ought to know what they saw. So if we can put together science with scripture, maybe we'll figure this thing out. I'm going to try again. They don't know the books of the Bible. They don't know BTU. They don't know 39 books in the old. They don't know 27 in the new. They don't know Robert's rule of order. They don't know how to take the first seat. They don't know how to get baptized. They don't know about emotion in the second. They don't know nothing about that. All they know is, in their area of expertise, they see a star that they can't explain. And normally people come to them to explain stars. Now they don't have answers. And I see some confused saints in the house today, because you living with something you don't understand. And you've been fronting and got people thinking you know. And now you're in a place of being able to say, I don't know. So they go and talk to Jewish scribes, because they realize there must be something about this God who done showed up in our situation. So they talk to these scribes, and the scribes say, well, normally, if you look back in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, it talks about this star, Balaam. Book of Micah talks about in Bethlehem. So they say, well, let's see if we go follow the star. Right. Now, you know my problem today? If you go be nosy, B knows about the right stuff. I'm talking about y'all saying amen. Yeah, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong. Okay, you don't like calling nosy. Curiosity. That feel better? Ain't nothing wrong with being curious. But be curious about the right stuff. Ain't it amazing how we'll run behind mess, but we'll run behind the star? Something that captivates me seems like you ought to want to run behind that, as opposed to something that's keeping you down. We always running behind who's fighting, who ain't together no more, who don't love each other, who done got divorced. But what about when God shows up in somebody's life, we ought to follow that and see what God is doing, right? So here it is. They determine it within themselves because they're so smart, and because they're so smart, intellectual, they say, there's something about this star. And we got to figure this out. And so the star takes them on, while they're on this, what this call I call star search. And they're on this trek. They're on this journey trying to figure out where this star gonna lead them. And God's getting ready to use this star to help save and bring in Gentiles and change lives. Are y'all ready? I'm going to hurry so y'all go finish, open your gifts and go get eating all that. I'll be out your way in just a minute. Here it is. Here, the star, number one, takes them on a different direction. So he takes them in a different direction. Now, because you ain't going to get this, but I studied enough that I'm going to give this to you for free. That's what y'all asked me to do. Study, show myself approved. Watch this. They go from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. They go 5 miles south to try to figure out where this star going. I got a problem with that because they're smart astrologers, aren't they? They're smart men. They study stars. Well, astrology says that stars rise in the east and move to the west. But this star is going from the north to the south. I know y'all are school for 2 weeks, but come on back with me. Normal astrology says that you go from the east to the west when stars travel. But this star is going in a different direction. That's what's upsetting some of you today, because what God is calling you to do, what God wants you to do, is taking you in a different direction. It's some people you got to leave if you're going to follow the star. It's some stuff you got to quit if you're going to follow the star. It's some mindset you got to get if you're going to follow the star. And I just need about 3 people who say, Lord, even though people leave me, even though people start acting funny with me, I'm going to go in a different direction. So let me tell you something now. If you go follow stars, you can't be popular. Folk go act funny with you when you start following the Lord. When you really get serious about your walk with God, folk go leave you because your eyes are on the star and not stuff. I know you're mad. Normally, stars go from the east to the west. But this star is taking them on a different direction. See how quiet y'all got right there? Because what God wants you to do in this season is dare to go different. You keep wanting to go and follow folk. And he's calling you to be a leader. The reason it hadn't been done before is because he calls you to do it. And you got to stop Googling trying to find references. Because for this star search, you won't find references. Nobody's going to go tell you the route. Nobody's going to give you the details and instructions. You just got to keep trusting and follow the star. Watch this. If God's word and will brought me here, I got to trust that his will is going to take me there. That's why it's not time. Somebody say it's not time. It's not time to be quitting on church and quitting on the word and quitting on prayer meeting. Because, see, you got to get to a point that I don't come up here for people. My life on the line. My family on the line. My children on the line. And I ain't got time to be playing your church game. I don't care if you ever vote me in. I don't care what color we wear. I just want to be in the presence of God and hear his word and follow him so he can take me to the next level. And now we done got too conflicted now because we're worrying about everything else but the word of God. Where does God want me to go? Because how else will you discern what God wants you to do other than by his word? It's a different direction. And secondly, this star brings about a divine disruption. It's a divine disruption. That when a star shows up, he disrupts your plans. He takes you on a different direction, and then he disrupts what you've been doing. Because, see, the Magi showed up to Jerusalem, and they asked the question, they asked people, where did it start? Surely y'all should know. Surely when I come to Jerusalem, I should find people who are looking for the same star I'm looking for. Certainly if I come to Jerusalem, y'all will know more about the star than people who in Gentile country who don't know nothing about the star. Surely I should come around the people of God and find out more about God. I shouldn't come around the people of God and find out more confusion and find more division and find more hate and find more malice. Surely if I'm going to come around the people of God who know the Lord for themselves, I ought to find some love, ought to find some peace, ought to find some joy, ought to find a smile. Look at you on the Sunday morning, been in this house for an hour, ain't smiled yet, ain't lifted your hand. Somebody looking for a star, and are you ready to give it to them? Some of y'all have been sitting here an hour, grouching. Sitting here for an hour, sitting there like somebody stung you. You know why? You know why? It's because you didn't come for the star. Can I get in trouble one time, Nee? See, most of us came to be a star instead of coming looking for the star. I didn't come to be seen. I came to see the Lord. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift the voice. Cares all past. I'll be home at last. Ever to rejoice. I just want to see Jesus. All right, keep sitting there. He gonna send a divine disruption to your situation. Keep pretending like God ain't been talking to you. He gonna give you a divine disruption. Some go get your attention. Some go shut this mess down. Some go stop you. Let me hurry. Let me hurry. Let me hurry. Let me hurry. When the Lord show up, smart folk get dumb. When the Lord show up, lost people get found. When the Lord show up, dark folks see light. When the Lord show up, it's like fire, Jeremiah said. I can't keep it to myself. I ain't gonna sit down. I ain't gonna shut up. God's been good. Now, I got to hurry. But I thank God he disrupts some of my stuff. I thank God for danger seen and unseen. I thank God for the times he told me no. I thank God for the moments that I thought I was late, but he was on time because there was a wreck down the road. There was some trouble down the road. And if I would have listened to the Lord, if he had disrupted my plan, I wouldn't have been here. My bad. Y'all ain't come for this. Yeah, I'm sorry. Y'all ain't come for this. Y'all dignified. I forgot. Y'all are reserved and distinguished people. Y'all are normal. But see, I know my life. I know my story. I know how it could be. I know how it should be. And God just chose to disrupt my situation. Serious. When you get really serious, you'll understand the Lord will hurt you to help you. I'll hurt you now to save you later. That's why I wouldn't let you have that job now. That's why I wouldn't let you stay in that relationship now. That's why I wouldn't let you go there now, because I got something ready for you later. You ain't ready for it now. Uh, tell your neighbor, be careful. Because next, not only do you have a different direction, not only do you have a divine disruption, but be careful. Somebody say, be careful again. About damaging distractions. Tell your neighbor again, be careful. Because every time God got you on the right journey, the devil gonna show up and try to distract you on your journey. Can the church say Herod? Can the church say Herod again? There's always a Herod in your journey. And Herod go sound friendly and don't mean you no good. Text says Herod finds out about these wise men looking for this king of Jews. Now understand something here. Herod is the king now, getting word about the king to come. Y'all missed it. Herod's the king now. And he gets word that the king of the Jews has been born. A threat is here. Somebody threatening my position, threatening my power, threatening my place. He's a threat. So let me stop the threat by stopping his people. Because the more people love this king, the more they go hate me. Herod, now, understand something. Now, see, the good news is Herod is wasting his time plotting. Because, see, first of all, let me tell you, Steve. Herod is the king by placement, not by purpose. He is an illegitimate king because, according to his lineage, he's not even of the line of David. He's an Edomite. He comes from Esau. He's not of the house of Jacob. He's of the house of Esau. He's an Edomite. You illegitimate. You can hold up a spot, but you ain't got purpose. You can be in a position, but you ain't gonna have power. Because if you had that much power, you wouldn't be worried about Jesus. People who so busy trying to plot, they're really showing you they don't trust in what God is doing in their life. Because why would I have to make you look bad to make myself look good? And see, sometimes you got people, you're living rent-free in people's head. You don't say nothing to them. You don't say nothing about them. You don't talk to their family. You make sure you try to bypass them best way you can, and they can't stop mentioning you. Now, here's the problem. Herod didn't meet Jesus. He heard. I got to hurry. He never met Jesus. He gets word that this king is born. Which, if he's born, that means he's coming. And some people don't know you, they done heard. Don't you get mad at people who don't even know you for you. They just go by what somebody else done said about you. They don't know nothing about you. Ain't never talked to you. Ain't never interviewed you. All they going by what somebody said about you and already done judged me, already done condemned me, already done put me out and don't know nothing about me. Learn to tell your neighbor this real quick. It's all right. They must be threatened by you. Herod is so threatened that, watch this, he uses flattery. I want to see the star too. So y'all go and find the star and bring him back and bring the star back. That way, I can worship him too. Hey, smart men, y'all looking for Jesus too? I am too. I'm glad y'all came by because I've been wanting to see this king too. So when y'all find him, come back and give me word where he is because I want to worship him too. I'm going to try one more time, third time the charm. Hey, wise men, I'm so glad y'all came by the X. I heard y'all was trying to find this star. And so I've been hearing about this star too, about the King of Jews. And I've been looking for a good church. I'm sorry, looking for a good place. Looking for him. I want to worship him too. So if y'all find out anything, y'all come back and let me know, because I want to worship him too. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God these are not just men, but wise men. Yeah. Because fools would have fell for it. A fool will fall for flattery. You'll fall for sweet nothings in your ear. Don't mean you're no good. Watch this now. Be very careful about people in your life telling you everything you want to hear. Because a real friend will tell you wrong. A real friend say no. A real friend say we ain't doing that. Be very careful about people in your life telling you everything you want to hear. So I preach by myself. Because now you're being fooled by flattery. And we're in a culture, in a society, that don't want to hear truth anymore. Now, if I got up here by 11:45 and told you in 30 days, if you sold $50, that car coming. But the truth is, if you save your money and get good credit, the car coming. Because good stewardship, bad stewardship with new ownership is going to cause a problem. But you don't want to hear truth. And you got people using you as their puppet. Oh, thanks be to God that when this damage distraction shows up, they don't get distracted by his damage. Because see, watch this. You know what I love about Herod? As I understand Herod's life, the Jews don't like him. He got position and power, and folks still don't like him. They can't stand it. And so, because they, you know why? Because these people not looking at me, Herod said, they keep looking for this Jesus. And I'm trying to get them focused on me, but they keep worrying about Jesus. What happened to my shouts? Mm-hmm. See, Herod, nope, they can't stand him anyway. You just in position. But you ain't have power or purpose. You went through all this just to get in that spot and don't want to do nothing with it. Y'all know folk like that. They stabbed you in the back for that promotion, set you up to get the job, stole your man, they think, stole your woman, and then they came, stay home, don't cook. You just had to have that position. You just had to be the president of the choir. You just had to be president of this. And now you're in there. Now you don't have no plan for it. You just want to be in there. Because you got to deal with people some people are even in the people of God, in the body of Christ, who trying to build a resume, not relationship. And in God's eyes, if you don't have relationship, it don't matter about your resume. God will take dumb folk and make people be delivered. He'll take users and make them ushers. He'll take pimps and make them preachers. Oh, all right. So, you got to be very careful about being distracted. Because the devil sees you focused on the star. And the star is light. And darkness don't like you looking at light. Because the more you pay attention to light, the more you ain't going to be studying darkness. When you start saying stuff like, I have to call you back, I'm headed to church. I can't right now, I'm reading the word. I can't go over there because I got something else to do. God got me in a place. I'm fasting right now, and I ain't got time for that kind of stuff. Herod is so threatened that the best way I can try to do this is not attack him personally. Let me use people who are looking for him. Let me see if I can distract the people who are trying to get to Jesus to stop them from getting to Jesus. If I can get Jesus to me, I can kill Jesus by using them. I want to stop this move of God, so I'm going to cause division in the house. going to have people more focused on position and votes and finance and budgets and all that. And then they'll never hear the message. They'll never hear me. They'll never hear the Spirit of God. They'll be so focused on stupid stuff. I tell you what I'll do. Because right now I see these wise men who are hungry. So I'm going to give them other appetites. I'm going to fill them up with mess that they won't want to hear a message. I better get out of here then, huh? Well, it's a different direction. He'll take you on a totally different direction. Because I told you before that the east, normally, somebody say normally. Normally stars go east to west. This star went north-south. Then he'll give you a divine disruption. He'll just come mess up what you think you got going on and just show up. And then he'll bring you a divine, damaging distractions. People just look at you, trying to distract you. You ever had to try to do something for the Lord and do something right and people just look at you in a certain way? To try to intimidate you? A couple of y'all are trying it with me right now. Like I'm going to shut up because you're looking at me. But you stay with him. Tell your neighbor, stay with him.
Stay with him.
As you keep following that star on that journey, you don't let those distractions get you. You see a delightful destination. See, when they were dealing with Herod, it was a season of darkness. Because you got to live real life. You can't spend, contrary to what people tell you, you can't spend all day, all night in church. You got to take some of this stuff you get in the church and take it out of there. If the word you got didn't get no further than that door, you ain't get no word. If you in the Spirit of God here and don't have no Spirit of God in you to go to the house or in your own car, the devil got me. No, he ain't got you. Oh, the devil busy. He been busy. But you got to stop giving him interviews. Did y'all hear God right there? Then look what he says. They keep following the star. Watch what happens again, y'all. While Herod's trying to confuse them, the star shows up again. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm trying to make this thing real for y'all. That even in moments of confusion, the star show up and say, uh-uh. Ungodly conversations. Somebody trying to set you up and trick you. The star say, uh-uh, watch that. He sure smell good. Uh-uh. Boy, she got a Coke bottle. Uh-uh. I got some easy money, man. Uh-uh. Why you working so hard like that? You ain't got to be, uh-uh. I heard about your pastor. Uh-uh. Heard about your member. Uh-uh. Watch this. The star is always shining. Sometimes it's just cloudy. And you and I got to understand that just because it's cloudy don't mean the star ain't shining. But if you just keep following the star, he'll show up in the foggy situations and bring you. Now, I did tell y'all, these wise men who specialize in understanding stars, they're astrologers. They don't know where they're going. I'm going to try again. They just following star. And the Bible said the star ended up leading them when they got through dealing with that fool Herod. The star leads them. They look at the star, and the star kind of must have just pointed down. The star kind of just set down over this house in Bethlehem. Lord have mercy. Lord, the star is not only visible, but the Holy Ghost is mobile. Aren't you glad you got a Holy Ghost? That's why you got to stop telling yourself that your church is Holy Ghost headquarters. My heart ought to be Holy Ghost headquarters. My mind ought to be Holy Ghost headquarters, because I got a movable ministry. And it sets over this house. The text says, in this house, the child Jesus. Not the baby. The child Jesus is in the home with his mother and his father. And so these wise men say they see this delightful. They've made it not to his house. They've made it to Jesus. Okay, here it is. Here it is. You'll start getting happy, for real, when you just start, you'll know you're growing in God and maturing in Christ when you're just so happy just to get to Jesus. These wise men were wealthy, but they didn't have Jesus. Herod is in position with power, but he don't have Jesus. And unfortunately, there are times in your life you and I got to make a move to get to Jesus instead of asking Jesus to come to you. What is your star today? What is it that you utilize that gets you closer to Jesus? Can I ask y'all a question? I'm going to be a little nosy, like we talked about earlier. I'm going to be a little curious. How many of y'all feel yourself veering? You know we kind of got out of. You don't need nobody to tell you off. You know good and well you done went to the left. Okay, see, there y'all go. Let me help somebody. I'm finna get in world trouble two times. If you have to ask somebody, was I wrong? You know doggone well you was wrong. Because how often do you ever ask, was I right? Because the star in you lets you know when you're living less than star-like. I wasn't wrong, was I? Well, I might have been wrong, but the Lord know my heart. He sure does. And your heart is not right. Man, I'm teaching this thing, but y'all saying amen. Your silence is shouting at me this morning. I wish y'all hush all the silence. And I told y'all before, if you say amen, won't nobody think it's you. They see that they make it to their destination. And they say, they see this Jesus. They see this young child Jesus. And watch this, y'all. They're wise men. But they worship. Okay. The wisest, not the smartest, the wisest people worship. I didn't say shout. I didn't say dance. I didn't say speak in tongue and then can't speak in English. I said wise men worship. Worship is not an order of service. Worship is how I live my life in submission and honor and reverence to the Most High God. They forgot about titles. They forgot about magi. They forgot about all that. And they worship a Jesus They didn't know about it in Sunday school because they're Gentiles. They didn't have Sunday school. They didn't have BTU. But somebody, this star, made them worship. Now, be careful. Be careful. Don't let outsiders come and show you up in your own house. Because the day is coming where people gonna come in with it and still worship. They gonna come in with the residue and still worship. And some of us gonna be clean and can't even worship. They worship. They gave him, look what the Bible says. The Bible says they gave him their treasures. Missed it. They gave him their treasures. What they value. And watch this, though. The text says he gave them their treasures and then gave frankincense, myrrh, gold. Missed it. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were their possessions, was not their treasure. Their treasures was their heart, that mind that was so smart, that income that was so great. They said, no, that's not bigger than you. We're bringing that down, and we're going to give that to you because you are worthy. There's something about the star that makes him worthy of the very best you have. That even on a Christmas Sunday morning, when you tired from cooking and wrapping gifts and cussing out children and been cold all week and your pipes burst and but he's worth it. That I'll bundle up if I got to, I'll put on a hat if I got to, because he's worthy of my worship. And I'm not going to let a date on the calendar stop me from giving him the worship. This story, they gave him a premeditated worship because they were worshiping him because not only who he is, but what he's getting ready to do 30 years later. You and I can give a flashback, panoramic worship because he's already done it. Okay. In Matthew chapter 2, he hadn't died yet. December 25th, 2022, he has died already. It's even more shameful for us not to give him worship, because he already died for people who don't want to live for him. But there's something about that star that won't leave you alone. Something about that star that'll make you forgive folk. Something about that star that'll make you say, I'm sorry. Something about that star that'll make you love those that hate you. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Can somebody just say, Lord, thank you for the star. Now my prayer is that you don't chase the star. You embrace the star. And the star lives on the inside. I offer Christ to you now. And if you don't understand that you've been on this journey and you've run away from the star, and today's your day to get back in line with the star. No one knows how long your journey is going to be to get to that star. But don't be distracted by the Herods in your life. Don't be distracted. Don't be disturbed. Don't be derailed by the Herods in your life. You can't make it in 23 without the star. You saw how important he was in 22. You need to follow the star. I love the star because there have been times in my life, can I just speak for me? I ain't gonna speak for y'all. That I've been so imperfect. But it's at those moments that he shined brightest. that in the darkest of my situations, that's when he shined brightest. And I found hope in that star. I found the strength to wake up another day in that star. I found joy in the midst of sorrow and peace in the time of storm. You know, sometimes it kept storming. But the star kept me focused that I wouldn't lose my mind. I didn't give up because the star said, stay with me. Has anybody learned that? That the star won't keep every storm from you, but he'll teach you how to ride it out. Thank you, Lord, for the star. Here's my promise to you, if I don't ever promise you anything else. That star will be there for you on the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, the 29th. Nothing can put out his light. He's the light of the world. Now, whether you like it or not, whether you accept him or not, he still goes shine. Whether you and I worship him or not, whether we praise him, he's not going to stop shining because we don't want him. But somebody wants that light today. And I thank God that you can't vote his light out. You can't legalize his light out. He just shines and shows up just when we need him to always. Are you here today? You can come for salvation, rededication. Maybe you have gone in a different direction. Maybe that thing has caused you to go in a different direction, but you've been trying to be so normal. You've been trying to be what everybody else wants you to be and not be what that light has called you to be. And you just want a prayer of strength, prayer of encouragement. Maybe you've been distracted in this stage of your life on this journey. You find yourself being distracted. And today you want to have a prayer of empowerment to get back in line. Stay focused on your assignment. Stay focused on where he wants to lead you. If that's you, I urge you to come. What greater gift you can give on this day than to give him you again? Rededicate yourself to him. Are you here? Won't you come? Glory to God. Glory to God. You're focused on your destination. I want to get closer to the Lord. If my relationship with the Lord ain't right, I don't care about anything else. Glory to God. Are there others today? Are there others? Glory to God. Glory to God. Our ministers come, we still make this appeal to you. Glory to God. Glory. There's something about this star, won't leave me alone. He won't stop ministering, he won't stop loving me. He loves you today. He loves you. Are you here? Are you here? The star awaits.
Name above all names.
Lord. Yes, Lord. How great. Come on, come on. Name above all names. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Worship him. Is he worth it?